Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Now, here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and the system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're keeping us alive. Hallelujah, Lord God.
We won't turn back. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you in our services on today. We welcome you in our homes on today. Have your way in our lives today, and we say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He woke us up, clothed us in our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who he belongs to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to magnify his name today. We come to lift him up today, because his word said, we lift him up, he would draw all men unto him. So we come to lift the name of Jesus up this morning and praise him for his drawing power, his wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May he be continuously glorified, and we say thank you. We come with a humble heart today and stretched out arms and welcome you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way this Sunday morning. In the name of Jesus, and we bless your name today, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over this line today, the blood of Jesus over everyone is represented on this line today, to drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign, and we say thank you. Father, we thank you for ordering our footsteps today, leading and directing us in all truth on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you, Lord. We complete the blood over our neighborhoods today in the mighty name of Jesus. Drive out every spirit in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And I welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our neighborhoods, in our neighbors' homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our children, our neighbors' children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just say have your way today. We lift up all those on the front line and their families today. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Every doctor, every nurse and their children, their families, Lord God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. We lift up the fire department and their families to you today, Lord God. Have your way in their lives today. Protect and shield them, Lord God, as they go out and fight fires, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the police departments to you today, Lord God, and their families, Father God. Have your way in their lives today, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line and his entire family, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Lord God. Continue to keep them safe from seen and unseen danger, seen and unseen sickness today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in their lives today. Meet every need they stand in need of on today, and we say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today. Have your way, Lord God. This is the day the Lord has made. That we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we will continuously look to the hills where come our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength, our peace, our joy. And we say thank you for joy today. Thank you for a sound mind today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every nursing home, every hospital on today. Oh, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in the hospitals on today, in the emergency rooms on today. Have your way, Lord God, because you're sitting high looking low down on all your people. And we say thank you. You reign on the just and the unjust. You love us all equally. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We plead the blood over the White House today, Lord God, over Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Have your way in Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Have your way in the United States and the nations today, Lord God. Let your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way, because we will not turn back. We will stay focused on the problem solving, not the problem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way today, Lord God. And we thank you for breakthroughs, 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 and not a breakdown. Yeah, we are better and not bitter. We are the victors and no longer the victims. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In your precious Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we nothing without you. Have your way.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father God, we honor you, we worship you, we praise you, we magnify you because you are the Most High God. Everything was created for you and by you, and there was not nothing made, oh, Father God, visible and invisible, oh, Father God, that you have given your saints to understand so that we may do battle in the spirit against the enemy that is coming against your people, oh, Father God. We thank you for your wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh, Father God. Father God, even in Proverbs, oh, Father God, you say there's a time and a season for everything up under the sun. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us that wisdom, oh, Father God, to know when to move and when not to move, know when to stay and when not to stay, oh, Father God, when not to move and when to move, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for that inspired spiritual wisdom, oh, Father God, that you have given your children, oh, Father God, in these desperate times, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting our minds waver, oh, Father God, and be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, by every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, because you know our hearts, oh, Father God. And the enemy try to test us to know our hearts, oh, Father God. But our hearts are grounded and is rooted up in your word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we praise you, oh, Father God, for the healing that you are sending out throughout the land, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God, that you have sent out your ministering angels, oh, Father God, to combat, oh, Father God, the monitoring spirits, oh, Father God, that may try to monitor your people, oh, Father God, like a chess game to come against them and defeat them. But we are grounded and rooted in you, oh, Father God, whereas no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you, oh, Father God, for even magnifying our patience at this time. Anything that you see that we are lacking in, oh, Father God, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for turning up the volume in those areas of each individual lives, oh, Father God, for the things that they're needed, that they need in this time, oh, Father God. Be it mentally, physically, or spiritually, oh, Father God, you have sent your ministering angels, oh, Father God, to overcome the monitoring spirits, oh, Father God, that try to imitate, oh, Father God, your ministering spirits, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, as in Psalms 91, 11, and 12, that you have given them the ministering spirits charge over us to keep us in all our ways, oh, Father God. And we honor you and we thank you. We thank you for your healing, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the fruits of the spirits, oh, spirit being established within our hearts, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for taking the scales from off our eyes, oh, Father God, because once we was blind in certain things, in certain areas, in certain understanding, but you have given us eyes to see into and a mind to understand, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for leading us into all truth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your patience, oh, Father God. We thank you for your discernment, oh, Father God. We thank you that everything that is needed in this time you have equipped us with, oh, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you and we praise you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for encamping your warning ministering angels, O Father God, around each believer's home, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for healing our bodies, O Father God, the systems, O Father God, that you have created to work together within us, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for we are able now more than ever to hear and to see and to speak with clarity, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all your gifts, oh, Father God, you have given us that is needed in this dispensation season and time of our life, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for touching the conscience, oh, Father God, of your people, oh, Father God. We thank you for touching the conscience, oh, Father God, of the men and women that are in charge in the White House, oh, Father God. Father God, we ask that they will move in integrity, oh, Father God, according to your word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all that's being done, oh, Father God, because it's leading up, oh, Father God, to the plan that you have established. Father God, sometimes it may look, oh, Father God, to our natural eyes that the enemy is winning, oh, Father God. And we ask you, oh, Father God, at times, how long? Oh, but Father God, you have sent the word out, oh, Father God, to your people, oh, Father God, that heart is connected to you, oh, Father God, that we will not doubt, we will not waver, oh, Father God, we will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, because we trust you, oh, Father God. We not, oh, Father God, taken, oh, Father God, by the things that we may see and hear, oh, Father God, but we measure everything, oh, Father God, by the pillars and the foundation of scriptures, oh, Father God, of your word that you have written up in our hearts, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we know it to be true. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. We honor you. We bless you, oh, Father God. We even bless our families, oh, Father God. We even bless our enemies, oh, Father God. We even bless those, oh, Father God, that we have had aught against, oh, Father God. Because in your word, oh, Father God, you tell us not have aught, Father God, against any brother, oh, Father God, because if we have that, oh, Father God, the same that you would have unto us. So, Father God, we thank you for bringing that acknowledgement, oh, Father God, so that we may look within ourselves, oh, Father God, and see, oh, Father God, if there is any unrighteousness in us, oh, Father God, so that we may lay it before your throne, oh, Father God, and repent and ask forgiveness, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, may be called, oh, Father God, to service, oh, Father God, whenever your voice calls us unto service, oh, Father God, to do battle, oh, Father God, in the spirit. Because, Father God, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We fight against powers and principalities in high places, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for the armor that you have equipped us with. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the special forces, oh, Father God, in the spirit, oh, Father God, that move and operate in love, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the compassion, oh, Father God, that you have, oh, Father God, toward us and that we emanate toward others, oh, Father God. We thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes so that we may see, oh, Father God. We thank you for keeping us that we are not tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. We stand upon solid ground according to your word, oh, Father God, for your word, in your word, and through your word, through Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, and we thank you, and we honor you, and we glorify you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shalom.
So, Father, we give you the glory. We honor your name. We worship you, Father, for surely you are worthy. You are glorious, Father. Because you have, Lord God, placed us in a place where we are able to worship you and to magnify you and to extol your name forever, Father. We thank you even now that you have given us that opportunity, Lord God. And therefore, Lord God, we awaken, Lord God. We awaken, Lord God, in this hour to worship you, to magnify you. Because your word has said, Lord God, arise, shine, for thy light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Oh, Father, we thank you, for you say, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and a gross darkness is people, but the Lord shall arise upon us. And you said in your word, Lord God, and your glory shall be seen upon us, oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you even now because your word has said the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And you said the kings of the brightness of thy rising. And we thank you, Father God, because we surely glorify your name. Because your praise, Lord God, look glorious upon us, oh, Father. We lift up our eyes round and about and we see all together, oh, God, them together they shall come, thy sons and thy daughters, Lord God. You say from afar off, Lord God, and they shall nurse at thy side. It is your word, Father, for thou shalt see and flow together. You said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, for we shall have a reverence of our Father. We thank you even now because you said the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto us, Lord God. The forces of the Gentiles thou shalt come. Lord God, you said in the name of Yeshua, you said the multitudes of camels shall over, Lord God, shall come over thee. And you said the dromedaries of Midian, Lord God, and the ephah. And you said, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, that you shall be, Lord God, that light that has risen up on us, oh Father. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we give your name the glory, as we worship your name, as we adore your name, Lord God, as we call forth, Lord God, to worship us, to go out before us, Lord God, as we, in the name of Yeshua, the worship that you have placed in us, Lord God, that was set ablaze wherever we go, Lord God, that it will cause, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, your word, Lord God, to fill the atmosphere, your word, Lord God, to call forth, Lord God, your name, your word that will call forth those unto you, your word that will cause, Lord God, sicknesses to flee, your word that will call demons to flee. They will bow in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, because it is your glory that is seen upon us, oh Father. You said in your word, Lord God, you have not caused us to be under a, Lord God, a bushel, but we're supposed to be a light up on the hill, oh Father God, that people may see you and give your name the glory, that your name will be forever glorified, oh Father. We thank you even now as you're bringing it, Lord God. Even in the times that we are in, even, Lord God, as the earthquakes, Lord God, become closer, oh God. Oh, Father, as the typhoons and the hails, Lord God. As you have spoken your word like a woman, maybe nearer to birth, Lord God, and the contractions get closer and closer because the coming forth, Lord God, of the Lord himself, Lord God, of the return of the Lord, Lord God, as we prepare, Lord God, for you, as we prepare for the new Jerusalem, as we prepare, Lord God, for the millennial reign, as you prepare, Lord God, for your people, as these are they that shall come through the great tribulation, as you prepare us, Lord God, to be still, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, to have a garment change, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, as the robes, Lord God, because they say, who are they? Those are they who have had their robes, Lord God. And make it about cleansed. It was by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, as you prepare us, oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're filling the atmosphere of who we are, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, when they look, Lord God, and they laugh, and they chuckle, and they say, aha, where is their God? Oh, but, Father, we surely bow before you. We surely glorify you, because we say, Lord God, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, oh God. And Lord God, we choose, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, in your word. We choose to stand knowing that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. And besides you, there is none other. We choose to stand, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Lord. Father, we thank you even now, Lord, that no weapon that has ever been formed shall prosper. Father, as we stand, Lord God, as they will put chains and shackles, Father, but the glorious worship shall cause the shackles, Lord God, to break, Lord God. The glorious worship shall cause, Lord God, the place where they were confined, Lord God, your people, Lord God, as they throw them in imprisonment. Oh, my Father, but the glory of the Lord shall cause, Lord God, the prison gates to open, oh God, and those that are there, Lord God, oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, that have been sent in the prison systems, Lord God, whether it be spiritual or natural, they shall bow, Lord God, with a fear of a reverence to the Lord of lords and King of kings, knowing that it was no natural occurrence that can cause it to occur, but know that it has to be the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, we give your name the glory. We honor your name both now and forever, because
because your word stand, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you right now, Father, as you are unveiling, oh God, even the day that we are in, Lord God, the hour, Lord God, that is upon us, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh God, that go to try all men's heart, Lord God, upon the earth, oh God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as you are strengthening your people in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, my Father God, because your word shall unfold even as you have descripted it, Lord God. Oh, Father, we understand, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, even as it was, oh God, in the beginning, it shall be upon the return of the Son of Man. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as you have caused us, Lord God, to understand, Lord God. You say, oh, my Father, in all of our getting to get an understanding. Standing, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father, we thank you now, Lord, because we know that the book of Revelation must play out, oh my Father, oh God, the wolves and the plague, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father, but you say, Lord God, to the full world, hold back, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, touch not the ones, oh my Father, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father, in the name of Yeshua, that you have placed your seal upon my Father, oh God, as you are send out, Lord God, as you have given a descriptive, oh God, that will come up from the bottomless pit, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that had teeth like a lion, hair like, Lord God, a woman, and a scorpion's tail, and it was supposed to, Lord God, afflict only those who would not receive the truth, oh my Father, as the two witnesses went about, Lord God, oh God, with a heart of repentance, Lord, as they wore sackcloth, oh God, saying, come back, repent, just repent, 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 oh my Father God, I pray in this hour, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that the blowing of the trumpet, the sounding of my God, in the name of Yeshua, of the Lord would go, Lord God, to the seven continents, oh God, and draw out, Lord God, those that belong, oh God, to your kingdom, oh God, as the great whore that sits on the seven, Lord God, oh God, hills, oh God, a representative of mountains, oh God, those mountains are kings, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, and as your word has descripted, Lord God, in the book of Revelation, oh God, you say five have fallen, Lord God, oh God, the sixth one is, oh God, the seventh one to come, and the eighth is of the seventh, oh my Father God, we thank you for the manifestation, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, as you will cause us to stand, that our voice, Lord God, may proclaim your glory, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father, that we can go out and say, don't accept this one, because it's not what it appears to be, because the enemy comes as an angel of light, so our eyes are to be open, oh my Father God, I thank you even now, Lord, as you will cause us to stand, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father God, I give your name the glory, because you are the Lord of Lords, oh God, and the King of Kings, and beside you there is none other, because you say when you come, oh God, it will be upon clouds, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, and those that you will bring with you, oh my Father God, I thank you even now, because you said every eye shall see you, my Father God, even those that pierce your side, my Father, we cry out in this hour because no one want to be found in that place, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, oh my Father, when they turn from you, oh God, to another, I pray even now, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that your name is given all the glory, that your name is given all the honor, as we magnify you forever, as we glorify you forever, as we exalt your name forever, as we lift you up forever. I thank you even now, Lord, that you have placed the Son of the spirit, oh God, in our hand, but it also comes out of our mouth in the name of Yeshua. Oh, my Father, I thank you even now and give your name the glory. I thank you even now, Father, and I bless your name both now and forever, both now and forever, both now and forever. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Father, surely you are worthy. Surely you're worthy to the all-wise God. Receive glory, honor, and dominion both now and forever. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Father.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, oh, I just got bad news.
light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome you all today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lauren Matthew. We're welcoming each and every one of you all for joining us on today, being connected with us. And certainly we're celebrating many great things that the Lord is doing for us in this season that we are in, and senior pastor and overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, located in the city of Harvey, Illinois. I tell you, I just bless the Lord for many things that he's putting in place for the body and for the believer on this day. And I want to take this time to thank you all, prayer warrior intercessors and great kingdom explosion gifted leaders, for all that you do. Thank God for you on today. And we're saluting your labor of work and what the Lord is doing through you all on this day. Because if it had not been for the grace of God and the power of God and the works of God and the mighty hand of God, many things that we're doing will not be able to unveil itself to many of you all. I tell you, the work of the kingdom is horrendous, and it takes great people of God who have that hand set in their heart and motion to do the great things that we do in the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for you and thank God for the mighty works that the Lord is doing through many of you all on today. So I just bless the Lord for your work and your labor of love in this season. There's so many pressures and stresses that are being exhibited in this season because of the horrendous pressure that's on so many people to excel or accelerate in a time where things look so difficult, challenging, and dangerous. So we just bless the Lord for all of those great minds who are willing to continue to press in during the pressure time, being able to press in during the pressure time. Because I tell you, there's a lot of pressure out here. It's on the lives of so many people. But those of you who are continuously staying in that place and doing what God has called you to do, we honor the Lord for you, and we thank God for your work, your labor of love, your continually staying steadfast, unremovable, in a time where everyone else is falling apart, belling out, throwing in the towel, and quitting. Let me pause real quickly to say happy 40th anniversary to Evangelist Carlina Wilkes on today. Her and her husband, we bless the Lord for you, woman of God, 40 years in counting. We thank God for you on today and thank God for all that you do as 5 a.m. coordinator and the great kingdom thing that the Lord is doing in your life and for your life today. Woman of God, I just want to take this time to thank you and say God bless you for all that you are doing for so many people's lives, woman of God. We thank you so much for your work, your labor, love, your prophetic utterance, the releasing of the oil, the hand of God being on your life and your family life today. Thank you so much for being that powerful vessel that the Lord can use. Not many people God can use in these times. So happy 40th wedding anniversary to you and your husband on today. All right, saying happy birthday to Florence Flo, administrator with the Bryant sister, saying happy birthday to her as well today. And we have a couple of other birthdays today as well. Happy birthday to you as well on today. Thank God for you. And give God praise and glory and honor for your work, your labor, love, your commitment, your dedication. You'll continue steadfastness in the kingdom of God. So bless the Lord and happy birthday to you all too, and those who have anniversaries. All right, we are in the month of August, and as I said to many of you, this will be an last month was going to accelerate, and it was going to accelerate at an alarming rate, and we're looking at what we're seeing, watching what transpired, and we are in a new month already. And it has truly accelerated above and beyond the measures of many people and the thoughts of many people. So things that came, and I tell you, in this month that we're in, we've seen a last month that we're in. In this new month, things are happening. Administrator Brian, I woke up Saturday morning because my sleep pattern is not off, but my sleep pattern has shifted a little bit. And so I woke up with the words, just meditating, saints, and then I kind of went into a vision, somewhat of a vision, and then I heard the word from acceleration to suddenly, from acceleration to suddenly, and that include and not limited to destruction, advancement, blessings, miracle, opportunities, exposure, revealing, it's coming to pass. The list goes on. We are in a time where things are moving to suddenly. And I want to put this in with the suddenly, extremely suddenly. So what we're going to see is going to be suddenly, but extremely suddenly in the land. There's going to be extremely suddenly. And also in what we're watching, Elder Foster, Vanity Foster, and people of God, we're watching a suddenly, but there's something else coming to the United States government. Something else coming. I'm telling you, people of God, something else coming. And it's going to, the climate of our government. And now, many of you, do you all remember when I shared with you after December 5th, 2020, 2021, I told the people that I saw what happened going on in the United States Congress. It's in my Facebook page and things like that. If you go back till December sometime, I was sharing with the people. And then on December 6th, we saw what transpired at the U.S. Capitol, United States Capitol. Well, that's what transpired. But we are in an acceleration. We're moving from acceleration to suddenly. But suddenly, from this standpoint, is suddenly with the sense of things happening quickly and fastly in the land. Now, I shared with people last year coming into this year, this will be a record-breaking year. Many of you heard me say that, and some of you probably didn't because you're still sleeping at a dangerous time, and there's some of you still sleeping at a dangerous time. I said this will be a record-breaking year, and I was heard from some of my friends who watched the Olympics games and some of the Olympics and some of the things that happened. Well, and the mainstream media is not going to talk about this, so you're not going to get this from mainstream media. So many of the things that you're watching in the mainstream media, especially from the Olympics in Tokyo around the world, is that they're record-breaking. Everything you see in the Olympics literally record-breaking. And then there's some, and you notice now that young lady who was doing the tumbling and flipping there in the Olympics, I know her name, just got to go to it because there's so many things are moving in my brain. They changed the rules on her triple twist and all of those things. They changed the Olympics now. The Olympics, they changed the rules, you know, on her. All these great flips and twists that people used to do on the bars and the tumble bars, all of the rules changed. You see that? They're changing all the rules. They're saying a little too much of these other things. All of the things that nobody else can do in the earth realm, in the United States or around the world, she's breaking those records. So all of a sudden, rules have changed. Now, let me take this to a prophetic realm for those who's going to actually get this month and be prepared. Anybody that breaks a record, you're changing the dynamics, you're changing the principle, you're changing the thoughts, you're changing the record book, you're changing the Guinness book of record, you're changing records that was once held culturally by other people, other race, other nations, other country. So when you are a record breaker in the earth realm, you cause people, demons, enemies, those to see that you're changing the climate of the world. Now, let me take it to the spiritual realm. Many of us who are saints of the Most High God, who are serving the Lord, you're going to be breaking records. You're breaking in the spirit realm. Now, one of the things about the kingdom of God, they don't have records of you breaking records. God have records of you breaking earthly records and things in the earth realm. And the religious world have taught our culture that you get blessed on the other side. Religious world have taught us how to be institutionalized by Bible study and the word, and they use the religious world use everything to institutionalize those who are not Bible scholars, Bible sound, understanding the historicity of the Word of God. So if you really don't understand the Word of God, you can be deceived by that system. But oh, if you understand the Word of God for what it is in its entirety, from its origin, that means God is revealing it to you, then no one can fool you into thinking you don't know what you know about God's Word and about the revelation he's revealing to his people in their thoughts, in their mind. So the power of God is so great in what he's revealing to the men and the women of God. Let me just put it like that, people of God. What he's revealing to the people of God and what he's showing us as believers in the kingdom, because he is revealing himself to us in ways unprecedented now. So there is nothing being held back. There's nothing. Everything that God is revealing to us now, it's showing his mighty hand, his mighty works against the kingdom of darkness. And only way you will be lacking in anything as it relates to the kingdom of darkness is that you are deny that you see what you see. You deny believing what you believe. That's the only way you'll be able to you'll miss it. When you deny something, you deny something don't exist. If you deny it don't exist, then it's because you made a decision that you don't want to see truth. You made a decision you don't want to see truth. But if you stand on the word of God, God is not going to let you be sleeping in the middle of a victory. He's not going to let you be sleeping in the middle of trauma. He's not going to let you be sleeping in the middle of defeat. He's not going to let you be sleeping while he's revealing himself to you. He's not going to let you sleep through this season. You're going to be woke for this one. Oh, yes. The wind is blowing. And we already experienced last month an unprecedented weather season, transmitting of season, transmitting of things that happened. Yeah. They didn't put out all. They didn't go through California with all those forest fires and leave all of those things in the California element and with the fires that was going on in California and these different parts, knowing all of that smoke from them different cities and towns going to spread around through cities of California and different area. They know what they're doing. And by every stretch of the imagination, the American people, certain people that woke up to the reality. Now, the rest of those who want to stay asleep, keep sleeping at a dangerous time. Those who are dealing an awakening, because we are in a awakening, who are awakening to what's going on, you won't miss it. You won't miss it at all in the season that you're in. You're going to see it for yourself, what's coming and what's happening around us. Amen. All right. I want to share something with the people of God. And I usually read this quote, but today I'm going to read it from this place. Now, though, let me go back here real quickly, because those who have been following us, I've been sharing a little bit about the little about historicity of the Word of God from the 1611 events to now, and the translation of the Oregon from the Bible translation to bringing it to the English term, the English language of 1611. I've been sharing a little bit about that over the last several weeks. However, God has shifted me to share word with the people of God as well. Let me break through one more time to share this too as well. We will be today at 11 o'clock service. This is our prophetic service today. Today will be our prophetic service. So at any time in our prophetic service, the Spirit of the Lord God as leading apostolic house leader of our house, through the guidance of me, I will be flowing in the prophetic today, very heavily in the prophetic realm today. So I'm going to be ministering to the house today and using some of our kingdom gifts in the house as well. I'm going to be flowing in the prophetic today and ministering to the people as well. All right, 11 o'clock today. Now, let me say this real quickly. What I was sharing with the people, now, this is this month, so you can mark your calendars for that in this month, what we call suddenly month, the month of suddenly, the month of suddenly. And in this month of suddenly, you're going to experience things quicker than you ever imagined. And I'm going to share this with many of you, okay? And I'm going to try to break this down in a short way, because this morning, most people, I want you to know I'm on an assignment this morning all the way to our service starts at 11 o'clock. All right, let me do this. I want people to know that what we're watching, what we're seeing, what we're experiencing is very powerful right now. Very powerful right now. And the people need to understand so that we will know what God is doing for his people. Okay? I need the people to know that. Now. All right. Now, I want to share something with you all from something Karl Marx wrote in one of his speeches in 1844. Now, you've heard me read this, so I want to share this with the people of God. I want to attach it to this word here from 1 Timothy. Let's turn there. We actually have been teaching on, we have been teaching from the book of Daniel, but I'm shifting to that because I need to share something with the people. There are a lot of people. We, in this acceleration month, we're dealing with infiltration as well. Now, infiltration didn't just start today. This has been going on for centuries, decades, years, months. Anyone that's advancing, anyone that's creating, establishing, in the time of slavery when they saw talented people in the field, if they started, they had great ideas and willingness, they would bring them into the house, talk to them, they would share all their inventions with the white race of people. They would take the inventions and run with them and get patents and have all these ideas they sell. That's nothing new culturally. And yes, Prophet Matthew is dealing with the reality now again of what's going on in the earth, man. So in saying that, 2 Timothy, chapter number 2, verse number 14. I'm going to read this. Let me read what Karl Marx wrote. Because 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are interconnecting books of the Bible. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are interconnecting books of the Bible. When I say interconnecting, the purpose of Timothy is to encourage and to give instructions to Timothy, who was a young minister and leader during that time of Paul's ministry. Timothy had people that he was assigned to follow him during his ministry work around AD 64 from Rome, Macedonia, part of Philippi. Prior to Paul's imprisonment or his final imprisonment at Rome, Timothy was one of Paul's sons in the gospel. And Paul had sent Timothy to the church at Ephesus to deal with the false spirit or the counterfeit spirits and the counterfeit teaching that was arising during that time. Timothy served time under Paul and under other churches and as a leader in the church at Ephesus. Paul was anticipating visiting Timothy, but in the meantime, he was writing letters to Timothy and giving him advice, counsel of how to deal with the people and the issue of the people at Ephesus. Okay? 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are a little different in their writing. So in the six chapters that you read from Timothy, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy was preparing him. 2 Timothy is given in final instruction and encouraging Timothy as pastor of the church at Ephesus. What to do? Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 14. I'm going to read this. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Charge them before the Lord. Now, charge them before the Lord that they strive not above words to profit, not just using words or the word of God to profit or to make money or for gain or for any of those things, but to the subverting of the hearing, so that they will be able to handle the word of God. So make the word open to the people that the people will be able to handle the word of God. So when you're preaching, he was telling Timothy. Make the word of God applicable to the people's lives, that when you read it and share it, it will be almost just like you're talking to them. And they sitting there like, man, this man is talking to me. He's telling me. He's speaking to me. That's what you have to make. Make it applicable to them. In other words, the authenticity of the word of God must come alive to the mind of the individuals or persons that you're dealing with in this pagan society in the world, Paul is saying. I'm on death row, but my mind is not on death row. What people were worried about Paul is that he's locked in prison. He's limited to what he can do. He can't go any further. But the frequency of Paul and the impact of his writing to those sons and daughters, because it did say it in the scripture, one of the scriptures that I talked about, Paul said, help the sisters that were in ministry as well, too. Well, we miss that in our modern day, in our culture, especially when you're dealing with culture people. You're dealing with people in the world. And we ain't talking about Jezebel and Delilah and the rest of that foolishness. We're talking about those who understand their position in the kingdom. So he says to them, that you may be able to know, so subverting of the heart, the hearer. Then he said, study to show thyself approved unto who? God. That word here means research. Research the word of God so that when you read the word of God, it would apply to your life first, and then it would apply to the people's life second. It would apply to your work life, and then it would apply to the people of God life. So when the word of God is written, it was written for all of us. But through the teacher, the revelation, it is written for him to reveal it to himself, what's inside of him, and reveal the logos as well, so that when the people receive it, they will not be unlearned or ignorant concerning the word of God or the devices of the enemy. You won't come up lost. You won't come up fooled concerning the word of God and the devices of the enemy in the land and his plan, his scheme, his deception. And I'm telling you, there is a strong, when I say a strong, deceptive spirit in the land. It is. It is. It is. Fear is a masterminder in the people's mind right now. Fear is a masterminder to anybody that fall prey to it. You can write that down. Fear is a masterminder to anybody that fall prey to it. You fall prey to fear, it's a masterminder. Fear is a, write it down. I'm going to write it down so you can see it. Here. Fear is a masterminder to those that fall prey to it. It's a masterminder to those that fall prey to it. Now, as soon as you fall prey to it, you immediately release power and love and sound mind. You immediately leave power, love, and a sound mind. So Paul is saying here, because there's a deceiving spirit. And you got to be very careful of the conningness of people. There's a lot of con artists in churches and con artists in the world, con artists. They're con artists. They're trying to con you. I try to give con artists the opportunity to get it right with me, but they seem like they can't. Because, you know, let me show you my answer, thanks to God. One of the things about me, I might not say anything to you. I might hold my peace. But when you're trying to sell me a game, you don't want to do that. You're just kind of giving people the early drop on me. You don't want to do that. Seriously. You really don't want to do that. Just you. I'd rather you come real. Come. How do you say? Come real with me. Come clean. Because don't try to sell me again. And then when you get off the phone or hang up or get out of my presence and say, whew, I got him. Let me tell you something. Especially Jezebel. Let me tell you something. Little spirit, you ain't got me. I gave you an opportunity. That's basic. I just gave you an opportunity. So that's just free for you. Now, let me move to this. So he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Unto God. Not man. A workman that needed not be ashamed. So when you're doing the kingdom work, you don't have to be ashamed of anything. Of anything. Needed not be ashamed. Then, what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. So you're taking the word of truth and you know how to rightly divide it. So when you're dealing with people, you're not arguing about the word of God. You're defending the word of God. You're defending it. You're defending the word of God, whether it's Hebrew Israelite, Catholicism, Judaism, other pagan religions. You're defending Islam. You're defending the word of God. And you're breaking the word of God down to truth. And the reason why, ever notice, when you start breaking a record, they start changing the rules. Look at your job. Look at your promotion. Look at advancement. When you start breaking records, they just change the rules. So the rule now is, we're going to mandate people to be vaccinated. Well, the United States Constitution and your amendment, you don't have to. Now, if you go back in the record, they just said last year, Dr. Fauci and his other demon board members already said, if you take the vaccine, you don't have to take it again. You don't record saying that. He's on record saying wearing a mask don't work. Now, and they're able to do that because they know how to censor us when things change. Now we got to reinforce a mask mandate. Now we got to reinforce the vaccine. Now, here it is. If you take the vaccine, it's on record too. And you already taken a vaccine. You may be, you can go down, go look it up too. You go to YouTube and all the other systems that have people recorded, they say, that it's you're a problem because you need to take another shot. Because the first, you are affecting the people who don't have it. Man, let me tell you something. The word of God talks about what Satan would do. He's trying to fool the very elect of people. Trying to fool people. He would fool people. He would fool the people. There's nothing new about what we're saying. Now, I'm digressing in a little bit, but I'm coming to my point here so the people can understand. I've been doing some quiet research about the immune system, the organs of the body, especially the brain that deals with neurology, the neurons of the brain, the research of the brain, and how the brain works. You know they study the brain of people and the mind of the people, right? Okay, they study the brain. All right, we're going to do a quick Minister of the Mind. Bring us a commercial, and we'll come right back, okay? Let's bring a commercial. Bring a commercial and a song, and we'll be right back, people of God. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
This is called I Belong to You. So, why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I belong to you. Everything I am,
I belong to you.
And everything I'm not,
I belong to you.
I'm yours all alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. You see, you saved my soul. From a burning hell. Oh, yes, you did. And now, right now, right now, I'm so glad I could tell. I know.
You,
I really do.
I belong.
Yeah.
You,
you're not my devil.
I belong.
Yeah.
You,
yours all alone. Hey man, break me down. Break me down. See you the spirit that lets me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes I do.
I
do.
Jesus. Just as I want. I was weary, I was worn, and I was so bad, so sad. But I found in him sweet old resting place. Anybody else found that place? From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here. I belong to you. Really, yeah.
I belong to you.
Say it one more time.
Man, all right. We're back in Acts. We're back. All right. We bless the Lord for you all today. All right. I'm going to stop there. We're going to pick up a little later on. We're going to pick up from where I am. But I want to definitely encourage those who are in our city and our region to join us today. There will be a powerful prophetic presence today in our service, and we're looking forward to letting the Spirit of the Lord God have his way. There'll be more that I'm going to be sharing concerning studying because of what's coming. We're moving from acceleration to suddenly watching many things begin to happen in the land and in our nation around the world. And I don't want no one to miss it or be ignorant concerning satanic spirits, devices in his plan. I don't want God's people to miss it, especially now in a time where the world is chaos. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for season of opportunity and advancement of what you're revealing to your people, God, not only to them, God, but you're revealing it to the nation of what's going on around us and what's befalling the people around the world. And Father, we ask right now that you continue to use your people for your glory, God. We thank you for it in advance, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Real quickly, if we have any questions or comments, give you opportunities to hit one on your dial. If you have any questions or comments, you know, everybody in the world is listening in on this month because they want to know what's going on. And then those who know what's going on want to know, am I revealing what's actually going on in the land? So you got people who want to know what's going on. Then you got those who want to know, am I revealing more of what's happening in the land? So if you have a question or comment for me, hit one on your dial quickly. If not, we will continue to move on. No delay. Administrator Bryant, any questions or comments over there for us, a woman of God on today?
No direct questions. Dr. Matthews, while they're coming, if I can make these couple announcements. None of that.
Okay. Go ahead.
This coming Friday, August the 6th, you can join Dr. Matthews as a First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church where Bishop Owens and First Lady Owens are the pastors. They're getting ready for the 57th church anniversary. August the 6th, the service will start at 7 o'clock p.m. August the 8th, the service will begin at 10:45 a.m. That's the First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church at 14559 South Green Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Bishop Ernest Owens is the overseer. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker this coming Friday night, August the 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. August the 19th and the 20th. You can join Dr. Lauren Matthews in Brownsville, New Jersey at Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries at 379 Lakehurst Road, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor. Pastor Kathy Griffith is the assistant pastor. For more information, you can call 267-767-6511. Again, that number is 267-767-6511. The 2021 Black I Am Awards, August 21st, in the great city and state of Atlanta, Georgia. The honoree, Dr. Lauren Joseph Matthews, will be awarded with the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for his book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. If you would like to purchase a ticket to go, you can go to www.blackiamawards2021.evenbright.com. That's blackiamawards2021.evenbright.com. You can only purchase tickets online. September the 18th and the 19th, save the date for Conference 2021, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, host Sister Tina Rice. The guest speaker will be Dr. Lauren Matthews. And again, those dates are September the 18th and the 19th. The Saturday service will begin from 1 to 4, the Sunday service from 3 to 6. And the location is the Lifestyle Hair Studio, 5520 Walden Road, Suite 102 in San Antonio, Texas. And the hotel is the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in San Antonio North Windcrest at 8204 North IH35 Windcrest, Texas. And that number is 210-654-3800. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. October the 7th, Baltimore, Maryland, get ready. Dr. Matthews is headed your way as well. More information is forthcoming. October 29th, 30th, and the 31st, getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2021, being held at the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. There will be a banquet, and there will be tickets. For more information, you can call Pastor Sandy Ganey at 910-506-8770. More information on the hotel is forthcoming this week as well. Again, you can call Pastor Ganey for the price of the tickets. And the hotel information is coming forth this week. That number is 910-506-8770. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Call 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you, Administrator Brian. God bless you as well, too. All right, thank you, God. We just blessing the Lord for you on today and those that are listening in. We'll also be doing our Facebook Live at that time as well, too. So we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. And expectation is always a breeding ground for a miracle in the land. All right, if you're in any of those cities around the United States where the kingdom leaders are ministering the word of God, you can join them in any of their services where there will be a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord. If you're in the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, join our Pastor Maurice, Apostle Maurice, and Prophetess Eugene Simmons, those are the kingdom servants of that house there in Newport News, Hampton, Virginia area. They also will be doing that Facebook Live at that time. If you are in South Bend, Indiana, join Pastor Carter under the leadership of Apostle Russell Shibu at the Apostolic House of Deliverance, 4313 Linden Avenue in the city of South Bend, Indiana. Their services today. Join them in their sanctuary, their ministry, and their kingdom work. The kingdom work for the people of God. Join them in their sanctuary. Also, if you're in South Carolina, join Pastor Ganey, overseer, Pastor Myers, at Ark Family Fellowship Church there in the great city of Marion, South Carolina, where these great kingdom leaders will be coming forth today. You are in the city of Toledo, Ohio. Join Elder Dupree, Pastor Dupree, at 801 Van Street there in the city of Toledo, Ohio. The late Bishop Rance Allen, New Bethel Church. Me and Joliet, Illinois, join my dad at the Way of Life Holiness Church there in the city of Joliet, Illinois, 654 Patterson Road in the city of Joliet, Illinois. Join him in their sanctuary. He's ministering a word from the Lord, him and Mother Matthew, 60 years of marriage and 45 years of pastoring that congregation. So join him in their sanctuary there, 11:30 a.m. If you are in the city of Harvey, Illinois, join us today at 11 a.m. in our sanctuary where there will be a word from the Lord. We're looking forward to seeing you in the place, in the building, and in the atmosphere. Certainly, we thank God for you all connecting with us and joining with us. We're thanking God for all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing. If I miss any of the announcement, we please forgive us if we miss any of the announcements. Certainly, we're pretty much on target when it comes to the announcement. But we thank God for you all today and bless the Lord for so many great things that the Lord is doing through these great kingdom leaders and the new kingdom leaders that are connecting with us as well, too. We're blessing the Lord for all of you as well and the many things that God is doing through you, for you, and in the ministry in your life today. Thank God for Sister Tamika and them that having a great Bible class on Wednesday via Zoom. Thank God for Mother Sydney joining them and sometimes Evangelist Wilkes joining them over there on that Zoom platform. Amen. So connect with them. Great, powerful kingdom leaders that are over there doing great work for the kingdom of God. There's so much work to do, thanks to God. So there's no limit to the work that you can do in the kingdom of God together, corporately, as a team, as a powerful kingdom team together to build the kingdom of God in advance, the work that the Lord is doing for his people. Amen. Don't forget to join us Tuesday night, 7:30. We'll be doing our Facebook Live sharing. I'm taking a little more time on Facebook to share with the people of God. There's a gigantuous call for ministry for us to do, travel, and be in different places. So we're limited. We're doing what we can to spread the word of God, and we need many of you all to be spreader of the word of God in the land where there's so many different sounds that are operating unauthorized or illegally in this dispensation of time and leaving the people confused to who God is and what God is to their lives. And so if you are a kingdom leader doing the work of ministry, please stay in that place. Read the word of God. Save God's people. Tell them the truth. Don't hold back on anything. Release the word of God. If there's something we have with each other, tell that brother or sister what it is so you can be free and liberated from any injustices that the enemy wants to put in place and lead towards anybody. The kingdom of God in this season needs true men and women of God who will be able to, I would put it like that, authentic people who will be able to share, release, and talk and expound on the things of the kingdom of God and letting his will to be done. So we thank God for you on today and honoring the Lord for all that he's doing on today. If you want to be a blessing today, you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org. We restore you, WeRestoreYou.org. Or you can do it via Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. Or you can go to Zelle at WeRestoreYou, WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com. Amen. Bless you in advance for every seed that you're sown into the ministry. Oh, finally, you can mail your seed if you desire to our ministry at 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. That's 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. Amen. Thank you in advance for every seed that people have sown into the ministry, into the work that we're doing. We thank you so much in advance for your support, prayer, blessing, and the work that we're doing in the kingdom of God, for the thanks of God on today. All right, thanks to God. We're looking forward to seeing you on today in our sanctuary and in our service. All right. We'll be probably quickly jumping on Facebook for a few minutes just to pray and touch and agree with people. But we're looking forward to the greater. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court of our prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my so I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power fall. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of love. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
you're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion.
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God. May your bed.